Winning Winifred's Love by Ingrid Thornquist.
Christmas is family time, Winifred,
said Bradley Bevanstock Brown between great gulps of crystallized air.
What's more important?
The rite of solstice and replenishing the world's magic.
He adored her voice, all flowers and rainbows, even her reprimands. When dressing tonight, he'd smelt snow, so donned his ski trousers and woolen fur-lined jacket with hood. Comfy beat stylish every time, including at his brother's wedding. How could Winifred wear flimsy flowing black? Nevertheless, he admired her lithe, Galadriel-like form in the murky midnight of Hampstead Heath as they strode across the common.
Slower, Winifred, love,
he huffed. Coughs bent Bradley to a spluttering stop near the tree line. Dancers flickered beyond the trunks and branches. What had his love involved him in this time? And Winifred was his love. His heart hammered when near her. He trusted participating in her witchy hobby tonight would ensure that special yes on Christmas Eve, his favourite time of the year. Then he'd shower her in diamonds. He fished out his eucalypt-scented handkerchief.
You come carol singing tomorrow, Winlove. You do like carols.
I love all rituals.
Super. You'll adore my family's Christmas. We do absolutely everything. Fairy lights, Christmas tree, hanging stockings and crackers. Oh, if only Santa were real.
Winifred, at last, said several silky voices, accompanied by four pale faces and as much flowing black as Winifred. Bradley, sweetheart, inside the candles, please.
Whoa there, no blood magic. I thought this ceremony simply blessed the earth.
By Widdershins. Just sit in the pentagram, sweetheart, and think of your favourite fantasy being.
Like, Galadriel?
But maybe stick with your own gender.
How long will this blessing take?
5 minutes. We're well practised. You're our ninth.
Once settled, he closed his eyes. He felt safer that way, as the icy night's eeriness and woman's chanting washed over him. An effervescence whipped around his organs and bubbled outwards to shuttle across his skin. Chuckles filled his belly, a belly that now protruded over his belt.
Damn it, Winifred, said one of her friends. He's not transformed into any true magical being, like an elf, pixie, nixie, nor dryad. What sort of person wants to wear red, sport a long white beard, and climb down chimneys once a year?